I was aware that the council had been including a number of possible greenways in the county, and the one through Baroness Gap has always been talked about, and many a person made proposals, you know, because it's such an iconic area, and it's because it's also on the national primary route in and out of the county. I always thought it's one that needs to be kept up there. Now, we hadn't been successful in earlier ones, but I wanted to make sure that while we were waiting for another round of funding or, you know, change of government policy regarding greenways, that we'd be keeping to develop, you know, even using our own resource in the county. We keep the, you have to scope out, you have to meet and discuss with the landowners, and you also have to have alternative routes. Sometimes one landowner won't agree and the rest would. But I think the very important point which I'd like to see is that the municipal districts of the Donegal and the Finn Valley, just in order, that the members would be sitting waiting, that we within our own MDs would be prioritising this route, and that obviously the staff that we have available to us, you know, even if we don't get money from government initially, that we can start, as I say, some of the scoping, and we can put on par dates, and as I say, we can maybe even just gonna enter into discussions with the landowners. A lot of this work can be done, because all we hear now about is shovel ready. Governments and departments won't allocate money unless you have some preliminary works and designs done.
And effectively, that pathway is all but there.
Yeah, and you know, and the people take photographs of Baroness Gap and the old railway lines and all things. It's like Errigal or, you know, Sleeve League. It's one of them iconic photographic areas. And to have something like that, and as I say, it's the gateway to Donegal, where you're going from Northern Ireland coming up and going down south, or you're coming up south from Knock or Kerry or Galway and coming up through the county, and it's great to show that off, and it would be great to have it there. And I do believe that you know, there has been talked about in the past, obviously, but I think we need to get it down on paper and get it as a project there. And I say, if you don't get the funding the first time, keep developing that at a stage that they can no longer refuse or give them any excuse whatsoever not to fund it.